takes care of that. And now we got one case to, that's under advisement. We need to go back to, gentlemen, I believe, and that is case number 11,011. And that was taken under advisement by Mr. Rickards, Mrs. Spencer. Okay. Mr. Rickards, would you like to take that under advisement?
No, I...
That's one on the property down there, that are the lot B, lot A and B?
Yeah, I believe that they're, well, I believe they're creating their own hardship here, right?
Does the...
It was sitting this way for years, the way it is.
Uh-huh.
Now, all of a sudden, we want to draw a line right through it and, you know, make another lot out of it.
No, they're not making another lot. They're just changing the property line.
I mean, the changing the property line. I meant to say.
And that's to accommodate the way the driveway is. Is the...
The driveway's not... He said it's encroaching. The driveway doesn't encroach. It encroaches on the lot, you're saying?
It does.
Yeah.
It does as it is.
Yeah.
The question I have is, I assume that that it's not non-conforming on the side yard there. It's plenty of space to the existing property line.
No, they would not meet.
They wouldn't.
They wouldn't. They would not meet setbacks. I don't believe.
As it exists.
As it exists, that's the reason why they're here, because they would have to come and ask for a variance for that track.
So that's the purpose of it.
That's the whole purpose.
Currently, it is a tract, and it is non-conforming then.
It's not non-conforming. It wasn't before 1968.
It was never approved. It was just built and never caught.
I really cannot answer about a CO because it was prior.
Right.
It was in the 80s.
Right.
I think it's 81.
So it would appear they need a variance either way.
Correct. That's why they're here to change the property.
Well, I thought the lots were subdivided, the whole global thing was subdivided in 1993. I thought that was the testimony.
There's three tracks made in
so 19. Wouldn't the need for variance have arisen in 93 when it was subdivided?
It should have, but some things were not caught at that time.
Okay.
Things happened to be missed, and there was not a variance prior
to that.
This. And things, it's rare, but it does happen where things get put through.
Accidentally.
Without.
So that situation certainly makes it unique.
Very unique.
I like the fact that they stated that they would, their average lot width or frontage would be 150.
Right.
They are trading like for like. They're not, changing the square footage or acreage of the property.
No.
Just shifting the line.
Yep.
I changed my mind here looking at after some of the testimony that our secretary just gave us. Changed my mind. That's all they are doing is moving that line.
Line to from what see when he came in. To go down to the center to bring it into conforming. Yeah, to bring it to conforming.
Because like you testified, it wasn't a big deal because they owned it.
Right.
Then we all
it. Then both it was
wasn't an issue.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and surveys do get approved
by at the office level.
Yes. How we know.
And not caught.
No. Okay, then if there's no further discussion after that clarification of it, and if everyone's ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the situation's unique in that it's going to need a variance either way in order for it to be in strict conformity, if you will, and therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously the county granted the subdivision before. That wasn't created by the applicant. As far as the hardship or practical difficulty, I don't see where it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And I think that since they're making up this property square footage, that it would suggest that it's a minimum to afford relief. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,011.
Do you have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion now that I've been straightened out by my secretary.
Yeah, okay.
For the reasons stated by Mr. Mills.
Alrighty, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve at case number 11,011. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye also for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated by Mr. Mills.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for all the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-2-0, case number 11,011 is approved at this time. Gentlemen, that takes care of